Interfaith Older Adults Program is a nonprofit. Volunteers, ranging from college students to retirees, give rides to adults over the age of 60 in Milwaukee's North Shore. Today, Carol Stetler is getting a ride to the grocery store.
We're going to go shopping, grocery shopping. And so when Barbara comes, I've got my list all made out. I have a pen and paper already for her.
Carol is 76, and she has faced many challenges in her life.
I had glaucoma when I was little. My retinas didn't detach like most people's. And I also had cerebral meningitis when I was little. I mean, I almost died tons of times. I guess I was stubborn and here I am.
Yes, Carol is blind.
I left home when I was 5 years old to go to Janesville, the school for the visually handicapped.
She lives at home with Diva, her seeing eye dog, and she loves being able to keep her independence.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I'm so used to it. The only problem is, like, I had to ask you if the cheese was good. I have to ask when my kids come sometimes, I have to ask the directions. Like if I buy, let's just say I buy hamburger helpers or something.
Because of Interfaith's program, she meets new people. They take her shopping and to doctor's appointments.
They're just awesome. I mean, you know, a lot of them have dogs we talk about. And it's great. I mean, I love these drivers.
Barbara Gay is a retired nurse. She is one of hundreds of Interfaith volunteers.
I got recruited. My husband's been doing it for over a year. So I like to drive. And they said they needed drivers, and I love it. I've taken Carol several times and got to know each other, and very interesting woman.
Let's see, bananas, strawberries, tangerines. And then we'll check what kind of soups they have in that, you know.
Oh,
you know what I'm
talking
about.
By the deli.
Yes, by the deli.
The hot soups.
Yes, yes, yes. And then we'll get my 4 pieces of chicken there, too. But all dark meat.
Can you just stop right there now?
Okay.
Before they leave, Carol reads her grocery list in Braille to Barb, who then writes her own list. Barb is patient, an attribute she retained from her nursing days. She tells Carol that they're in the vegetable section and asks her what type of tomatoes she'd like.
Now, this is a Roma. And that's...
Oh, they're kind of longish, aren't they?
Yes, yes. You prefer the round ones, so when you put it on a sandwich, I suppose, right?
Yeah, I like to make a sandwich.
And all the people that I've driven have been very nice and appreciative.
They used to make them.
Okay, we'll check that later when we get by there.
Because of Interfaith, Carol and thousands of other senior citizens are able to keep their independence and live on their own. Interfaith's neighborhood outreach says they're always looking for more volunteers. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Amanda Becker.